Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey guys, Dave and Kevin here at BonerPlanet.com, and on today's show, we're talking about Cobra Archery. All right, Kevin, Cobra Archery, our new partner in crime. I want to say that real quick to everybody. Thank you. Cobra Archery has come on as the official release of Test Lab in 2021. Very exciting. This has been a conversation I've been having with them for a while now, but it's just really exciting to actually finish that and then get these on here because I was really, really excited to try them. Releases in general are just always fun to me because you have this amazing bow that you buy, you get all excited, but people tend to forget about the release for some reason. They just kind of like bypasses them. They don't think about it. And you're going to spend a lot of money on products, right? So it's always best to get a great release, in my opinion, something you're really going to love. And Cobra Archery has a whole bunch of options for you guys to do that. And today, Kevin's going to start taking us through the Maverick, which is the first one we're going to take a look at.
Yeah. Well, just to bring out a point, a lot of people buy a release and then they stick with it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And what they don't realize is there's a lot of new technology and new things that are going on. So, for example, the Maverick here, you know, one of the things they've done, they put a matte finish on it so it's not as shiny in the field, so you don't see as much. They also have this spring that they've put in there. So what that does, it gives you a little ability to form it and to bend it and get it out of your way. Mm-hmm. And for me, I really like that because a lot of times I like a release so that I can get underneath. But this one's even better because I can just bend it and I can bend it right back. It's easy to work with.
A lot of flexibility.
And if you don't want it, you take that spring right out and then you have just a regular lanyard release that's going to drop out of your way. This one, I kind of like the idea that I can...
Yep. Move it around a little bit. Just give you a little bit of play.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a ton of play, but just that little bit gives you a lot more options in the field when you're sitting there.
Enough to stick it, like when you're climbing a tree, you stick it under.
Stick it under your shirt or jacket.
You know, if you're sitting there using your spotting scope or you're using
You want to clink on anything.
No clinking,
tuck it under.
Out of your way and everything. And it seems
to reform pretty quickly, too. You can choose wherever. It's not like a big deal. It's quite interesting, too, the idea that they made it so that the spring actually can just come out. So it is cool and interesting that you can remove that spring, just a couple bolts, and boom, you slide that off, that drops, and you have a normal tether.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, really nice feature.
Yeah. Personally, I would keep the spring myself, but, you know, everybody's got their own preferences when it comes to releases.
So I want to show you guys this. This is really cool and something you don't see every day. Cobra did this so that this piece can't actually fall out. If you see this, they have an extra piece of material here that's strapped. So that means it can never go over the buckle, which means you'll never have to worry about it falling off of you. So that is really cool. Then it goes through here and here, and it's very comfortable. I'll say that right now. It feels great. And again, now I have that flexibility that Kevin's talking about. Go here to here, and then we'll take it through the firing line just to show you guys kind of how it's going to look. This is a great tool, by the way, for this kind of stuff. So we have a nice... Now, here's the thing. What we're talking about this, Kevin, you're going to pinch it closed?
Yeah, it's a patented bindless pinch to close. You can either use the trigger or you can just pinch it
to close.
Yeah,
it's got grips right there for that.
Yeah.
So over the top, and you're gonna hear a nice click when it goes off. Nice and smooth.
Very smooth.
Grabs on. So this retails for about 70 bucks. You can get it on Cobra's website. Actually, you can buy it direct, which is really cool. So if you're looking for that, that's the Maverick. And you know what? This is, again, this is pretty simple. And I really like the simplicity, but yet that they actually thought out some of those features with this strap piece, the spring piece, the pinch.
I like the double pinch.
A little long for you, but you can adjust it.
Yeah, I'd have to adjust it, which is nice. It's easy to do. You can adjust
it. Yep, it's got a trigger adjustment underneath the trigger. It's a little bolt.
I could even tighten this up.
Yep, and then it's also got adjustment again on the string and the spring there. You can adjust the length for yourself.
You know, and when you're when you got your own personal release, that's what you want to do. You want to make sure it's adjusted for you. Squeeze that together.
Yep,
I really like that.
Yeah, I like the pinch. Pinch is great.
That's nice.
Yep. All right, guys, and that's about it. That's the Maverick. Pretty simple here. I mean, this is a great deal for a great release. And, you know, just go on CobraArchery.com if that's one you're looking for and click that button and buy it. And now we're going to move on to another model. All right, guys, still moving on with our Cobra series of lineup here of releases. Now, if you need to save a little money and you're saying, Dave, 110's a little bit high for me, now we have the Mountaineer, still a 2021 model for Cobra. This release has a lot of great features for the price, and this price is around 60 bucks. So this is a different wrist strap, but it does feature some different cool, unique things, actually. It has a features this bigger hole here, and so when you take the strap off, it actually will catch quick. It's like a quick catch. So you can keep that through the hole, and then what it'll do is keep it together, and you don't have to have it, you know, come apart if you didn't want to.
If you're gonna hang it on your quiver or something like that,
yeah,
you're not gonna hunt with it like that.
But most people, most releases, you kind of want to keep like this, in my opinion, because it's easier. So basically, when you're taking it off, you would just, you know, kind of catch it in that big hole if you wanted to keep it together. You know, some people do, some don't. Like Kevin said, and hang it on your bow. Say you're eating lunch in your tree stand, you want to just take it off and hang it. But either way, and then just boom, you can go quick to your position. Now, as far as release goes, awesome features again, three steps again.
Hold so under.
Out of your way. It's a single caliper. It's got a post for adjustments. You can obviously move this and adjust this post all over the place, however you need it to fit you. It's got a nice trigger too, a nice looking trigger with the, you can adjust the sensitivity. There's a button on the inside.
The head rotates 360 degrees.
Yep, the head fully movable. Again, you know, if you need to save a little bit of money, this is still a great release. What I would call a midpoint release. And again, I say the same thing we just said in the last video, and I would say this to Kevin again. It really wouldn't matter which one of these I picked, to be honest. I can't really tell any difference.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a feel difference with this one. I don't, you know, I feel this, right, compared to that thinner one that we said, that really narrow post.
Yeah.
This one you could feel, but again, I mean, if you're used to release anyway, you're not going to notice any real difference. But
the neoprene interior is a different feel around the wrist.
A little different, yeah.
Maybe not quite as soft, but still pretty soft.
Nice break on it. Feels great. Tell you what, man, Cobra's coming through. I'm telling you guys.
You know what's going to happen, and this is what happens with releases. You got to go out and shoot them and see which one is for you, because you may like the terrain. I may want to shoot the Cobra Mountaineer.
Yep.
You know, you just don't know until you start shooting. And what's going to happen inevitably is one of those releases you're going to be shooting really good with, and you say, "Oh, that's the one I want."
Yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah, I think there's so many great options here, guys, at the prices, you know, and deciding what you want is like Kevin said, just go test them, you know. I mean, that's the best way to go. Just go there in mind, just thinking, all right, I want to test all these different Cobra releases and, you know, and see how they feel and go from there. So, yeah. I mean, best way to do it. All right, guys, we're back with the Moment from Cobra. This one is really unique and actually has a lot of really cool features, and the quality of it is really, really something. This is a hook style release, And I just want you guys to kind of pay attention to a couple things here. Number one, I have it unlocked here so you can move it. So it's going to spin like this if you need to retract or extend it, depending on what you're doing for your length. But once you have it, you just, you know, set it to where you want, left hand, right hand. So from right hand, I go this way, take my tool, and we're just going to tighten it here, little screw, and that's it.
Locks it in place.
This has an amazing trigger. I was playing with it. I was telling Kevin I really like this one. It has a really nice trigger. It's a hook style, very comfortable strap. And what did we learn about the strap?
Well, one thing, and it's got a glow in the dark feature. So if you drop it
reflective,
out in the woods, the word Cobra is reflective.
It'll help you. Yeah,
you shine your flashlight and you'll see it reflect.
What we're talking about in the last release, this one actually has a true foldback.
Yeah.
So you can see it actually goes in three positions. So.
Right.
That's obviously awesome. You know, it definitely it locks nice and tight.
Yeah.
And can come back around. Again, we talk about comfort. Super comfortable. This one has a really nice button on it here. It says Cobra Archery on it. And what this one has a little different is if you want, this has a quick release to get out. So if you decide, you know what, I just want to take it off, you can do that with this one. So it's very, very nice. All right. So let's put it through the firing line. Again, hook style, so it's a little bit different. If you don't know, hook style is going to have only one side going to be on at all times. Some people like it, some people hate it, so it just depends on what you want to try. But that's how it works. And the trigger on this is really nice. It actually can handle a decent amount of pressure here. So it's nice because if you get used to that and that's the way you like it, you know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you can see I'm hitting it, it's not just going nuts.
Yeah.
Gives you a little flexibility. Also, real quick, on the release itself, there's these grooves for your fingers, which is actually nice. So in the draw cycle, I can put my fingers there, feel comfortable, come over the top. And now I'm in position here to take my shot and do it that way. You get used to the trigger. Again, everybody, if you buy any release, you should be firing tons of shots out of it to get used to the feel and how when it turns, when it's going to go.
One thing about that trigger, like you're tapping on it and everything, there are adjustments on there for the sensitivity and the weight.
Correct.
So you can play with it for your own, whatever you like. Some people like a hair trigger. They just want to touch it and it goes. Other people like the feel of, you know, being able to pull that trigger before it goes off and let it surprise them. You know?
Yeah, some people want that quick shot. It's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up.
So it's
two adjustments there.
Yeah, not only sensitivity, but the weight of the pull. And they're not hard to do. There's two little adjustment screws on there you can use your tool on and easily adjust it.
Yep, so just a quick spin with the Allen wrench. Both those holes are in the inside here, so very easy to, very flexible, very easy to use. Again, quick way to put it away. This one goes for about $110, and again, you can buy it direct on the Cobra website right now if you wanted. So definitely a great option. If you're a hook style shooter and love that type, that's cool. Now, some people really like the hook, and let me tell you why. When you're in the field and you got your bow, so let's say I'm in the field, I got my bow, and I grab my bow, I see a deer coming, right? I'm like, okay, I gotta get on. I just go, you know, I literally look at it because obviously it's hard to do if you can't look at it, but you could feel it on probably. Yep, I did it there. So now I'm on. I have a little pressure on just so I know I'm on, but some people keep their thumb like this just to make sure it's not gonna come off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit faster is my point. You hook it, you got your thumb on it, you don't have to worry about opening or closing, and then if the deer approaches, you take the shot, you know. So it makes for a very simple but very effective method, and so people love that for hunting, you know.
They do.
All right, guys, that's the moment. Check it on Cobra's website, and we're gonna go ahead and move on to another one now. Hey guys, Dave and Kevin here at BonerPlanet.com, and on today's show we're talking about Cobra Archery.
Okay, continuing on with our Cobra series, we are looking at the brand new Terrain for this year. It's got the ultra narrow, slim design, and it's really, I like this one. It's similar to a caliper design, but it's got the pinch to close here. So
it
kind of holds
it.
What you were talking about on the last one, you hold it with your finger.
Yep.
This one's got a part where it does hold it for you. So you can put your hand in it and adjust it. It does have the quick release on it so that you can take it off when you want. And I really like the feel of all of these things. So what I've been finding out is it's got a neoprene interior.
Yeah.
That makes it comfortable. It's also going to make it warmer.
Yeah. So good point. Super light. Yeah. It's again, you know, and it's, I love this narrow profile that Cobra's going for. It's really a smart idea. Mm-hmm. And you could tell on the body of that how narrow it is. And, you know, this has a lot of the same features as the Moment we just looked at. And you can see the changes they're making, you know, to make this thing, you know, shine really with technology. So they have the 3-position lock system again. We saw that again on the Moment as well. So if you want to make the train bigger or smaller, you simply just undo this and then spin it like we did on the Moment portion. And again, they have the sensitivity of the trigger on the inside here. So you're going to have all of that. And and again, it's got some of the same features. I mean, so it looks like to me is Cobra basically took this portion of their system, kept it the same between the two, and give you now, with those really cool aspects, they're also giving you different heads to choose from, right? Right. So if you want a double caliper, a single caliper, or hook, that seems to be where they're going with it. This one is a single caliper. Okay, a hook is going to have one side, which is what you see here, just a hook style, okay? That means there's not two sides. The single caliper has two sides, but one is standard and doesn't move. This does not move, this portion here. This moves, so it makes it single. When you have a double, which we'll show you guys soon here, that's going to have two sides that come together and clamp like this. Both move, whereas the single, only one moves. All right, so terrain. Let's go ahead and test it out. Very nice. I'm going to test this close method. There we go. You see the button came up, the trigger came up, I mean. And so now, nice and clean again. I like it. I like it a lot. And that narrowness that Cobra's, you know, come to be known here for, this narrowness and that smallness of this piece,
right,
is really nice, because I agree with what they're telling us when we're watching videos on them and stuff. It really makes you feel like nothing's here.
Yeah.
It's like really nice. It's almost like there's just a rope there and there's not, you know, like some of them used to be like that. And then boom. So that's nice. I like that a lot. So that's the train. This one, again, is $110. So same price as the Moment. So, you know, depending if you wanted, if you want the hook style, the single caliper style, those are your two options there. And then you have our, we're going to talk about here in a second, the double caliper. So again, same body. I can already see it in here. Same body. So you got that same awesome, you know, 3-position. You have the same pin to rotate it up and down.
This is the Wilderness.
Double caliper, so you can see now, let's show you guys that. Both sides can move on this one. They're both moving to come together.
It's still got the pinch to close,
yep,
right?
Yeah, still has the pinch to close. And you can see the difference here, really, in how it's made. They're definitely made differently. So the slimness of this just makes it so much nicer, in my opinion. You have a slim release, a very lightweight release. It barely weighs anything. Very high quality release. You can just tell by looking at it. You don't have to be a genius here to figure out it's really nice.
All of these are ruggedly constructed. You know, they're stainless steel. You know, they're just, you can tell they're quality releases.
You know, for me, I think it's one of those things, Kevin, that I'm looking at this release here and this lineup we're playing with. I'm not so sure it's gonna matter which one of these I use, to be honest. I'm kind of really enjoying all of them. So. Yeah. This is one of the reasons we want to team up with Cobra, because it just makes sense to me that you can have this quality in every one, so you don't have to think twice about which one you're using. It's not a big deal. You're going to go through
the question is shooting with them and seeing which one is you're most comfortable shooting with.
They also sent us a harvester. So this is a thumb release wrist lanyard. So that means you have a wrist strap and it holds the thumb release. Full capture hook design. So we basically, with this one, you don't have to attach this, is what they're showing you. So if you want to attach this, you can. They give you another knuckle. So what this is it goes like this for a three-way, or you can swap it, hot swap, for a four-way if you want all four on. Thumbs are actually pretty simple, to be honest, as long as you understand the mechanism. So you're gonna have this hook style, right? You're gonna go like this. This gets a little tricky. So now I'm on, it clicked, right? So they draw back, and you can adjust the thumb and everything. And you know, there's like a rotation that target shooters do to help squeeze. They're not squeezing anything. It's like supposed to go, and it's like under my thumb. This is harder to explain than I thought it'd be. It's under my thumb, and then there's a rotation with the shoulder and a pull through that actually fires the bow. And you don't know it's gonna really fire because you're really squeezing through. Now I could tell that I need to adjust the thumb for me. So what I would do, and this is why I don't generally hunt with these type, but if you love, you know, releases, this are, you know, thumb style, this could be for you.
Yeah, especially if you're a target shooter who
does bowls, yeah,
all the time.
So I'm just gonna push this out. Now this gives you a lot of flexibility. Wow, there's a lot of adjustment there. So, and then what you could do too, like I said, is if you wanted, instead of three, you want four, depending on how you feel about it. Oh, that's better, yeah, much better. So, yeah, so that's, you know, a handle. These handles are very good quality. It feels really nice, it looks nice, has a great feel to it. You know, if you're a 3D shooter or a hunter who uses one of these all the time, this might be a great option for you. It's super light too. I was just thinking it feels really nice in the hand. All right guys, so again, the Harvester, we switched out here to the four finger if that's what you want. You can take it down to three with this piece here. You can also take it down to two if you want to remove that one too. So some people, it depends how they shoot, you know. But this is a great option. This retails for around $200. You know, like I said,
it does come with the wrist strap and the lanyard. If you want, you can hook this on, and the way they have it designed is that this wrist strap lines up with the Cobra to make it even, where you have half the weight on the wrist and half on the release.
Yeah, and if you want to learn this, this would be a good release to learn on and go ahead and you know, pick one up and just practice a lot. But this is what a lot of 3D people use, and target shooters and hunters. But they do make you very accurate, you know, these type of releases. So it's not a bad thing to learn, to be honest. Just a little bit harder if you're not used to it. So
yeah,
very cool. There you guys have it. Cobra Archery. Visit CobraArchery.com to learn more about all these releases. We just want to say that it's going to be a good year. We're really excited because these things are so nice.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys join us in picking up one yourself, because you're really going to love them. So check out the links below on this video to learn where you can get them again. And, you know, get yourself shooting. Get outside. Take a kid outdoors. It's extremely important that we continue this heritage in that way. If you like the video today and you want to help BHB, you can support us on Patreon. You can also join Team BHB, which is even funner. It gives us a chance to all communicate and hang out. You can like the video, subscribe, and share. That would be very helpful. And we appreciate you and thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.